during the Drashat Ramban Torah Shem Tumimah, we're at the bottom of page Nun Tit in the Beit Ayin edition, page Samech Tit in the Chazon Yol edition. Klalo shel davar, the general rule is Kol Yudei Torah shel Rabim Litova o Lira'a. The Ramban over here says a very interesting thought. He says Kol Yudei Torah, whenever the Torah promises us that things are going to be good or that things are going to be bad, the Torah promises us wages, so then the Torah is promising them to the masses, be it good or bad. Kulam nisim umdim umuftim kayamim. All of them, in essence, are miracles. And the Ramban is continuing the thought that he discussed last week, that you have to see that Hashem controls the world if you want to understand the Torah. Because the Torah says if a husband and wife are intimate when the wife is a nida, so the Torah says he's going to die young. How does that happen? If life and death are just a question of nature, you know, you eat less cholesterol, you live longer, you eat, depends which cholesterol, you exercise, you don't smoke, you don't drink, you live longer. If that's all it is, so then how do you understand all the places in the Torah where the Torah says you do what's right, you live longer, you do what's wrong, you live shorter? Obviously the Torah is telling us that Hashem's hand is involved in the things that we take for granted in nature, the things that we attribute to the laws of nature, says the Ramban. Yes, there is nature, there is the course of things without Hashem's involvement, but Hashem is also involved. Hashem is watching over things. And what we call nature is really a series of miracles. Oh, yeah. Sometimes Hashem says, gone with the wind, you know, I leave him to nature. Yeah. So, the Ramban is saying, when you want to see Hashem's hand in the world, you have to look at the masses. Am Yisrael as a whole, when they do mitzvos, you can see the way Hashem takes care of them. Am Yisrael as a whole, when they do averos, you can see how Hashem deals with them. And so too, with regard to other nations. The rule is, when you speak about the Torah's promises of reward and punishment, you can see it in the masses. In the individual, it's going to be very hard to identify. Kulam nisim omdim umoftim kayamim. But the promises that Hashem promises us, for good or bad, it's really miraculous. It means that you won't necessarily see a natural cause and effect. V'lachen piret otam akel b'torah. That's why Hashem spells them out in the Torah. Kasher ani atid lefaresh, as I'm still going to explain. V'al ken amar ha-katuv. That's why the pasuk says, V'ayu b'cha la'ot un-mufet u'v'zarcha ad olam. Hashem says, these are the punishments. I'm warning you. Don't transgress, because they will be a sign in you and your children forever. You ever want to see whether I'm running the world or not? Just follow your history. Follow Jewish history. And the punishments are the sign that I'm taking care of the world. The Ketuv in the Pasuk says, V'ruhu chol amei aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha. All the nations will see that my name is upon you. They will all see you keep the mitzvos. The Jewish people as a people are successful. K'mo Elokei ha'ivrim nikra aleinu. Just as the verse says, the God of the Hebrews appeared to us. Why the God of the Hebrews? Because that's what he's recognized as. They see him in us as a people. I'm sorry, guys. The Ramban sums it up and says, "K'tzaro shel davar lemi she'me'ayen yafeh." In a nutshell, if you look closely, "Lo yitpalel adam la'kadosh baruch hu she'iten lo tova o she'yatzilo mera'a ve'lo kilel et oivo b'Hashem ad she'emin b'nesim kulam." You don't find a person praying to Hashem, asking Hashem, "Help me," or cursing his friend in Hashem's name, unless you believe in miracles. If you don't believe Hashem is involved in the world, it all goes hand in hand, and there's nothing to pray about, there's nothing to bless, there's nothing to curse, there's nothing. It goes hand in hand. If you're praying, then you believe Hashem is involved. If Hashem is involved, that means He controls nature. That means that nature is a series of miracles. Hashem lets nature take its course, but Hashem can also stop nature and change nature. That's why you prayed Him. That's why you curse. That's why you bless. Because really, there's no difference between King David's prayers or our prayers today. And you can't really discern between this miracle or that miracle. Because everything you see is really changing the course of nature. The world is running one way, and you pray to Hashem, give this person, heal this person, and you're asking Hashem to change things.
לא בעניין אחר זולתי שזה פרסום לשנות טבעו של עולם כקריאת ים סוף.
The only thing is that some things are famous. Everyone says the splitting of the sea. Ah, that's a famous miracle.
ובאלו אין שינוי מפורסם לרבים.
But if you pray that so-and-so be cured from his illness, then no one's going to say, ah, what a miracle, he was cured. There was once a story that, I don't remember who it was, there was someone ill in the hospital, and the doctor said it was over. And I think it was Yeshivas Chaim Berlin that they all got together and they prayed for the person, and the person had a miraculous cure. And when the doctors wrote in the discharge, when they let the person out, the doctors were so impressed, the doctors wrote in the discharge note, cured thanks to prayer. And the Rosh Yeshiva wanted a copy of that.
So the Ramban is saying really that the main difference between Kriyas Yamsuf and having our prayers answered is that this is famous and this isn't.
You're not going to have fame because you prayed for someone and they got better. That's, no one's going to hear about it. These are more hidden miracles. No one knows that you gave charity so so-and-so was cured from his illness. You don't know, so you don't have, this isn't going to be famous. If so-and-so drops dead because he ate forbidden fats, he ate chilev, he ate a candy bar that's not kosher, and at some point Hashem said, I've had it with him. No one's going to know. You know, that's not something that's going to be famous, but it's still Hashem's hand in nature. It's no different than Hashem's hand in nature when the splitting of the sea, everyone saw Hashem's hand in nature. And when Hashem caused so-and-so to drop dead, so we don't know why so-and-so dropped dead, so you don't see Hashem's hand, because we don't know Hashem's calculations. El Hashaya kol b'shaveh, but in truth, they're all the same. At the end of the day, Hashem's hand is in nature. Some things you see, and some things you don't see, but that doesn't mean it's not Hashem's hand. So that's what he says in a nutshell. When you pray, when you bless, when you curse, that all stems from this same realization that Hashem is involved and has control and capacity to affect nature.